Hello, hello, what is up guys? Eman from Peso Smart Page here. Today, let's talk about PLDT. Yung PLDT, stock code is TEL or TEL. This is one of the most beginner-friendly na investment dito sa PSE or sa Philippine Stock Exchange. Yung PLDT is part of the PSEI, the Philippine Stock Exchange Index. So in PSEI, these are the 30 biggest companies and most profitable and most prominent businesses here in the Philippines. Yung current market capitalization of PLDT is at 309.6 billion pesos, which is makita natin dito sa PSE Edge. Then free float level, around 42.02%. And yung last traded price niya was at 1,428. Yung kailangan yung capital dito, ita times 5 nyo lang to para makabili kayo ng PLDT stocks. Kasi yung board lot niya, yung required, minimum required na bilihin nyo is 5 shares ng PLDT. So, under 10,000 pesos yung kailangan nyo na capital para mapag-invest kayo sa unang stocks nyo ng PLDT. So, around 7,100 to 7,200 pesos yung kailangan yung capital para mabili yung 5 shares ng TEL. And currently, it's trading at a discount kasi yung 52-week high niya was at 1,984. And currently nga nasa 1,428 na lang nagtitrade. So yung upside niya, if you take a look at it, or kapag kinumpute natin, nasa 36.89%. Kapag bumili kayo ngayon and then ibebenta nyo, potentially kapag nag 1,984 ulit. Then yung downside naman, since yung 52-week low niya is 1,130. Pagka bumili kayo yun, and then potentially bumagsak sa 1,100 ulit yung prices, which is, of course, very possible in the next coming months or within this year. Then yung downside is at 20.81%. But marirealize lang naman yun if ibebenta nyo yung stocks nyo. Kaya nasabi itong beginner-friendly na stock kasi mag-earn ka ng dividends kapag kaya na-hold mo yung stock sila. And last year, marami silang binigay na dividends. Tatlo yung binigay nila. Isang 42, isang 47, and isang 28. And kapag ka-add up mo yan, then dinivide mo sa current market price na 1,428. Nasa 8 point something percent yung makukuha mo na dividend yield for 2022. And kahit pa sabihin natin na mga lahat yung ibigay nila this year, which is highly unlikely kasi ang taas ng kinita nila ng 2022. And of course, kumbaga, imamatch nila. Tatry nila imatch yung binibigay na dividends last year to this year, 2023. So sabihin natin ang lahat, meron ka pa rin 4%. So sabihin natin na nag-invest ka ng 100,000 pesos. Then you still have around 4,000 pesos na dividend income for 2023 if maging kalahati lang ibigay ng dividends this year. But kapag kabuo pa rin din, around 8,000, 7,000 pesos pa rin yung makukuha mo sa 100,000 pesos mo. And of course, kapag mas lumalaki yung capital mo and mas malaki yung volume or yung size ng portfolio mo, then mas lalaki din yung dividend income mo. Kung sabihin natin nasa 1 million, then kung 8% ulit, nasa 80,000 pesos or 70,000 pesos after taxes. Then of course, pagka 10x mo ulit yun, if you have 10 million pesos worth of stocks ng PLDT, then you will receive around 700,000 pesos to 800,000 pesos per year sa dividends without you actually doing anything. You're just holding yung stocks. And magkano na yun, diba? That's way above the minimum wage dito sa Philippines and in particular sa Metro Manila. Kasi iba pa rin yung rate sa Metro Manila and yung provincial rate for some reason. And yung PLDT is again one of the biggest companies here in the Philippines by market cap and like the sheer size of the company itself. Sila yung big two players sa telco industry dito sa Philippines. And yung kalaban nila is Globe. And of course, when it comes to mobile or wireless, may bagong player which is Dito, and then may iba pang minor players which hindi natin i-mention kasi I personally don't know iba nilang competitors, but yeah, yung main competitor nila is Globe. And same thing yan sa kanilang fixed line, which is yung if may gumagamit pa ng landline, and of course yung fiber, yung internet connection. But yeah, mainly telco yung business sila. And sa financial reports naman, kung makikita nyo nga, not last year but 2021, nasa for the first 3 quarters, so that's 9 months, nasa 19 billion pesos yung kanilang net income. But for 2022, pumalo yan ng 27.6 billion pesos. So, ang laking tinaas. And yung net income nila nung 2021, which is right here, nasa 26.3. Sabihin natin ito, 26.6 billion pesos. And na-exceed na agad yun ng net income nila for the first 3 quarters ng 2022. So, ito malagdagan pa. So, that will definitely exceed unless may losses sila sa last quarter ng 2022, which is, again, highly unlikely. And i-report nila yun probably by Feb or March. Magkakaroon na sila ng annual report, which is similar to this. And kapag chinek nyo yung company disclosures, control F lang kayo, then quarterly report. So ito, pwede nyo i-download yung report and try nyong basahin and try nyong i-absorb para malaman nyo kung ano ba, kung paano ba kumikita yung PLDT. Kasi diba, alam natin palagi, hotel ko yan. Kumikita sila sa mga subscribers and all that. Well, yeah, that's right. Tama yun. But dito mas makikita natin kung gano'n ba kalaki kinikita nila. So sa page 6 and page 7, makikita nyo yung somewhat summary nung revenues nila. So dito makita nyo yung increase. So around 6% yung increase, no, nung kanilang income from 2021 to 2022. But dito sa page 7, which is here, mas maintindihan nyo kung ano ba yung business sila. So yung service revenue sila, dalawa yung nag-separate yan. Mainly wireless and fixed line. So yung wireless, mobile, fixed wireless broadband, and then MVNO and others, which is negligible yung amount. But yeah, it's still a big amount. And lahat ito is in millions PHP. So, itong total ng wireless revenue nila, nasa 71.9 billion pesos. Kasi mag-add ka ng 6 zeros or multiply mo itong 71,000 sa 1 million. Then yung fixed line, nasa 105 billion pesos. So, yung voice, 30.8 billion. Then yung data is nasa 74 billion pesos. Tapos meron pa rin ditong subcategory. Home broadband is at 36 billion pesos. And then yung corporate data and ICT, information communications technology, nasa 37.9 billion pesos. So dyan, nakita nyo na agad kung paano ba kumikita yung PLDT. And makita nyo kung kaya ka sustainable yung business. Kaya sa ngayon, cash cow na ito. And kaya nilang magbigay ng dividends consistently. Kasi wala na silang mapaglihan essentially ng capital. Even though nakapag-reinvest sila, like for example sa infrastructure to better yung services nila para mas mabilis yung internet, for example, or mas mabilis mag-connect yung lines when you're trying to call other people. Meron pa rin excess. That's why they are rewarding their shareholders, their stockholders, their stakeholders. Can we be sila ng dividends? And ito essentially nga, nakita nyo na kung paano ba talaga kumikita yung PLDT. Kasi alam lang natin palagi yan, internet, subscription sa, for example, kung Smart kayo or Sun Cellular, kasi Smart and Sun is under PLDT. Yeah, mainly yung landline and yung internet, yung fiber connection sa mga bahay natin. And of course, yung mga office buildings kung saan nagtatrabaho yung iba. Kung nag-office kayo, kung on-site yung inyong trabaho, then they're also paying PLDT. If PLDT yung service provider ng mga businesses or ng mga companies na pinagtatrabaho nyo. So I guess that's it for the background sa PLDT kasi it will take a long time if iisa-isahin natin to. And you can do this or skim through this pagka medyo overwhelming at your own pace, at your own time. So lang ipakita yung highlight kung ano yung tinitingnan ko. Especially nung bago pa din ako. Kasi nga, ito, look at this. It's 212 pages. Ang hirap i-absorb nun. Especially when you're new. But it's important to know where to look and to know or to understand what you're looking at and what you're reading. And kaya nyo namang matuto ng sarili nyo. And yeah, I'm just here to try and guide you into the right direction as a new investor. And then lastly, you can check the leadership ng PLDT. Director and before President and CEO is si Manuel Pangilinan or si Manny V. Manny V. Pangilinan or si MVP in short. Siya din yung President and CEO but si napalitan siya ng 2021. Tingin si Alfredo Panlilio na. And si Panlilio is from a family of politicians if I'm not mistaken. Kasi sobrang familiar. Sinurge ko na naman siya. But yeah, familiar yung mukha niya. And yung last name niya is very familiar. So you can also check or do a quick search dun sa leader ng company na bibili niyo. And si Manny V, yung track record niya is very good. Especially with like investments. Although sometimes yung investments niya is a little bit risky. But it pays off. And is quite a visionary. So yun, part pa rin siya ng leadership. Kasi board of siya pa rin yung chairman of the board ng PLDT. So still part of the decision making body ng company. Although yung day to day of course hindi na siya yung nag-handle kasi nga meron na silang bagong president and CEO. So yun, yun yung factors na pwede nyo i-check. And hopefully this video helped you out, especially if you're just new sa investing. It's quite overwhelming at first, but when you get the hang of it, it's pretty simple and straightforward. Especially kapag ka na-define mo na kung anong type of investor ka. And kapag ka ma-strip mo na hold lang yung stocks, you don't really care about the prices if it will go up or down, then yeah, you can just hold it for a long time. Yung mga reputable companies ito, yung mga cash cow na companies katulad ng PLDT. And you can just sit on it for years, for decades, and you will receive dividends, consistent dividends, and eventually, of course, if sabihin natin 20 years from now, same pa rin yung price of PLDT. I mean, you can still sell it, and most probably, malaki na yung portfolio mo by that time, kung consistent ka bumibili. And of course, yung dividends is natanggap mo lahat. You can either cash it out if kailangan mo yung pera or reinvest it sa company na nagbigay sa'yo ng dividends. Ideally, yun yung gagawin mo lalo na pagka nagsisimula pa lang. But yeah, you still have the choice or yung final decision. Sa'yo pa rin magagaling yan. And yeah, that's gonna be it for this episode. I'll see you all in the next one. Like, comment, subscribe, and always remember, be best smart.